Look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, notice this, to teach. The next word's really important, okay? Look at this next word, and. So why is he mad? Because they let a woman teach. And notice, it doesn't even say, like, I know that we kind of, in our minds, immediately think of something. We think, oh, well, she was teaching men. It doesn't even say that she was teaching men. It just says that she was teaching. And that's just by itself fine. It doesn't say, and to teach my servants to commit fornication. It says to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. And to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Notice it's like, hey, I'm mad at you because you have a woman in your church that's claiming to be a prophetess and she's teaching. That's enough to be mad. But then obviously, when you mix women in preaching, what happens? False doctrine. She's very loud and stubborn. How do you know she's stubborn? Well, look at verse 21. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. So notice, it seems like the same woman that's loud is the same woman that's stubborn. Isn't that interesting? And the same woman that's probably what? Quiet is probably the same one that's meek too, huh? I think God got really mad. Look at what he says in verse 22. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. That's extreme. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. He also said this. I didn't just write this to these seven churches. I want every single church to hear about this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Well, I think women should teach. This says they're not even allowed to speak. I mean, what? I feel like it's real clear. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Go back to 1 Timothy. And there's so much Bible on this. And you say, well, I've never heard a sermon like this. Well, it sounds like you're missing out a lot of Bible. Don't get mad at me for preaching the Bible. Say it's a Sunday morning. Well, you need it, okay? 1 Timothy chapter 2, look at verse 11. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. Verse 12, but I suffer not a woman to what? To teach. Now again, the next word is really important. Nor. What is the word nor? It's saying, and something additional to usurp authority of the man. It doesn't say, well, it's okay for women to teach when they're not usurping the authority over the man. Obviously, that's wrong. It's saying, they're not allowed to teach. I feel like the Bible's really clear. They're also not allowed to usurp authority of the man. What does it say they're supposed to do? Be in silence. How much clearer? How do you want the Bible to word it? I mean, it's not going to word it any better than this.